In the mid-70s, after I'd owned the island for a few years, the hotel was operating in a bare-bones fashion, and the airstrip was in. An elderly Tahitian called Grandpère went fishing and returned with a fat red fish about 3 feet long. He said it was a red snapper, but to me it resembled a picture I'd seen of a red poison fish that appeared occasionally off the lagoon. I told Grandpère so, but he assured me this wasn't a poison fish. "It looks like one," he said, "but it isn't." "Okay," I said, figuring that if you have grey hair in Tahiti, you must know what fish are safe to eat. At 2 o'clock the next morning, I woke up with no sensation on my lips. They were completely numb. My feet were tingling. The palms of my hands were itching. And I had a headache as big as a Buick. I knew it was the fish, though I hadn't eaten very much of it. I had read stories about fish poisoning in the South Seas and didn't want to die that way. Depending on the toxicity of the species, some kill you within hours, and some take 3 or 4 days to send you screaming into the arms of death. I had heard stories about people ripping the flesh off their bodies because they itched so much. I got up and went around the island and learned everybody who had eaten the fish was sick. Being captain of the ship, I had to give what medicine we had to them, and then radioed Papeete to send a charter plane to take them off the island.